Maria Felicia Gugare Echeverria, also known as Chiquitunga, was born on January the 12th, 1925, in Villarrica, Paraguay. From a very young age, she demonstrated a great inclination to help the needs of the poorest and helpless. Her mother says that she was in charge of caring for people with limited resources who came to her house asking for some bread and help. She was baptized on the 28th of February 1929 and made her first communion on the 8th of December 1937. She recalled after several years that day with these words,
"The memory of the happiest day of my life will never be erased from my mind. The day of the first union with my God and the point where I take the resolution to be every day better and better."
In 1933, she began a primary education at the Maria Auxiliary School. She was a normal girl, cheerful, vivacious, and always very friendly with everyone. Her life of piety was centralized in the Eucharist, daily attending to receive the bread of life. She spent long hours before the Blessed Sacrament, from which she drew the strength to carry out so much apostolate. Her brothers remember that at night, Chiquitunga was still in a room, on her knees, submerged in deep prayer. It was in 1941 that she became a member of the Catholic Action Movement, despite her parents' opposition to it, and she dedicated herself to the movement and the care of the poor and those who suffered, while also serving as a catechist for children.
"I want everything to be saturated with Christ, and whatever it is, leave a ray of His light."
The motto of her life was,
"I offer you everything, my Lord."
This phrase heeded all her writings. It was during a time with the movement that she met and fell in love with Angel Saua Yanez, a young leader of the Catholic Action and a medical student who was very close to becoming a doctor. Equipped with a deep faith and love for Saua, at the same time, she wondered if God was calling her to marriage like the parents of Saint Therese of Lisieux, who at first chose virginity. Maria waited with confidence for the manifestation of God's will, and about a year later, Saua told Maria that he felt called to the priesthood. As soon as she heard of his vocational call, she offered to help him achieve his goal. She wrote,
"Many times I had conceived that now, Lord, it is a wonderful reality. How beautiful it would be to have a love, to renounce that love, and together to sacrifice it to the Lord for the ideal."
To avoid the opposition of his family because his father was a Muslim, Saua was sent to Madrid for specialization in psychiatry. In time to discern the call to the priesthood, he left for Europe in April of 1952 and in November decided to enter the seminary. Maria Felicia, happy with this decision, in turn felt that God was calling her to a total dedication to religious life. During 1953, Maria Felicia had suffered severe opposition to her vocation from her family, but supported by her faith and a boundless hope in the Lord, did not cease her prayer life and the sacraments of apostolic work with the young and marginalized. She never lost a peace of heart or infectious smile. She even smiled when she cried. Despite the opposition of her family and almost all the priests who saw a great loss for the pastoral care of the young and marginalized, Maria entered the Carmel of Asunción at the age of 30 and took the discalced Carmelite habit on August the 14th, 1955, the feast of the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Sister Maria Felicia, who in the last years had written at least 48 letters to Saua, some of great length, and most of which are still preserved, ceased to write, so that she could be immersed forever in a life hidden with Christ for God. A year later, on August the 15th, 1956, Maria professed her temporary vows and took the name Sister Maria Felicia of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. She lived the next 3 years with fervor in fellowship distinguished by charity, sacrifice and joy. She sacrificed love for Saua, for the church, her homeland, and in a very special way for priests.
"I have offered myself as a little victim for priests. Father, for your glory, accept the total surrender of my being, in union with the perfect sacrifice of your divine Son. In Him, through Him and with Him, I live, love, believe, suffer, and die.
It was in January of 1959 that Sister Maria became ill with infectious hepatitis and was forced to move into a sanatorium in the city. At about 4:10 a.m. on Easter Sunday, March the 28th, 1959, with all her family present, Sister Maria Felicia of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, lying on cushions, sat up with a burst of energy and spoke her last words.
Jesus, I love you. What a sweet encounter, Virgin Mary.
And with a charismatic smile on her face, she died at the age of 34. Blessed Sister Maria Felicia, pray for us.